Genesis 16:7 says, "And the angel of the Lord found her by a fountain of water in the wilderness, by the fountain in the way to Shur." This is the first mention of the angel of the Lord in Scripture, and we see it four times in four verses in this chapter. Now, if we're not careful, we may just think of this as an angel of the Lord, but the use of the definite article "the" is very important, the angel of the Lord. But that fact only becomes important when we allow the Bible to define its own terms. And in this case, the angel of the Lord is actually an appearance of the Lord Jesus himself. How do we know that? Because the Bible has its own built-in dictionary. And in Genesis 16:13, Hagar tells us exactly who the angel of the Lord is. Quote, "And she called the name of the Lord that spake unto her, Thou God seest me. For she said, Have I also here looked after him that seeth me?" End quote. So the Bible tells us that the angel of the Lord, mentioned four times in verses 7 through 11 in Genesis 16, is the Lord and God. It really is that simple. In almost every case as we look to understand the Bible and define terms within the Bible, it's right there in the text if we read the whole account in context. Sadly, many people just refuse to rightly divide God's word and they end up missing important truths or perverting what's actually being said. And by the way, that's how the cults handle the Bible and how the Jehovah's Witnesses end up teaching that Jesus, the angel of the Lord, is actually Michael the Archangel. Jesus is not Michael, but Jesus appears as the angel of the Lord before his incarnation, when he came into the world as a baby born of a virgin named Mary. And we see this numerous times in the Old Testament. After Abraham took Isaac up on Mount Moriah and the angel of the Lord stopped him from actually sacrificing Isaac, we read in Genesis 22:15 and 16, "And the angel of the Lord called unto Abraham out of heaven the second time and said, By myself have I sworn, saith the Lord, or because thou hast done this thing and hast not withheld thy son, thine only son." So the angel of the Lord identifies himself, as the text quotes him, saying, "By myself have I sworn, saith the Lord." In Exodus 3:2, in the famous appearance before Moses at the burning bush, we read, "And the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a flame of fire out of the midst of a bush." And who was the angel of the Lord? Verses 3 and 4 tell us, saying, "And Moses said, I will now turn aside and see this great sight, why the bush is not burnt. And when the Lord saw that he turned aside to see, God called unto him out of the midst of the bush and said, Moses, Moses. And he said, Here am I." Over and over, the angel of the Lord is identified as God. Very interesting cases are found in Matthew 1:20 in the New Testament, which says, "But while he thought on these things, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a dream, saying, Joseph, thou son of David, fear not to take unto thee Mary thy wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost." And then at the resurrection in Matthew 28:2, the angel of the Lord rolled back the stone of the tomb. How could that be Jesus? Well, Jesus tells us that while walking in human form on earth, he was also in heaven in John 3:13. "And no man hath ascended up to heaven but he that came down from heaven, even the Son of Man which is in heaven." So Jesus was standing on earth talking and referring to himself and said, "Even the Son of Man which is in heaven." End quote. That's present tense, on earth and in heaven at the same time, because Jesus is God. He can be in two places at the same time, because in reality, Jesus is in all places at all times. He takes visible form as the angel of the Lord and took visible form as the Son of Man, also calling himself the Son of God at the same time. So as you read through the Bible, you can identify several other places where Jesus appears as the angel of the Lord and see how exciting these discoveries are. As we can say with the disciples who met Jesus on the road to Emmaus, "Did not our heart burn within us while he talked with us by the way, and while he opened to us the scriptures?"